Social issues took a backseat to budget concerns as Hassan and LaMontagne sparred over right-to-work legislation and education funding. LaMontagne says he would pass a right-to-work law if elected. He says it would provide New Hampshire employees more freedom in the workplace.
And this is not an anti-union bill. It's a pro-worker bill, and it empowers our people, and it holds the union accountable.
But Hassan argued that the legislation would lower the wages of New Hampshire workers and the state's standard of living.
The last state to pass right to work after NAFTA was passed was Oklahoma. They lost jobs. They lost businesses. It has not done what the proponents said it would do, and it would be bad for New Hampshire.
The two also clashed over an amendment to the state's constitution to reverse the Claremont decision. Hassan would be open to an amendment that would retain state accountability for education, while LaMontagne would support an outright repeal. For NHPR News, I'm Jonathan Lynch.